Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Translate Strategy into Process Improvement with Business Process Management Design Tools. Today's presenter is Sergio Arizpiz. Sergio joined Application and Integration Middleware Technical Support in March 2004. In this capacity, he is responsible for supporting business process management tools, including WebSphere Business Monitor, WebSphere Business Modeler, and Publishing Server. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Sergio.
Hello, welcome. This is Sergio Arizpiz. Thank you for passing the torch, Joseph. We'll go ahead and start with the agenda, page 2. This presentation, today we're going to be talking about the Business Leader Feature Pack. This feature pack is basically installed on top of either Publishing Server or WebSphere Business Monitor. We'll talk about defining and transforming your business using the Business Leader widgets. Basically, we can do this using three different strategies, using strategy maps, using capability maps, and designing the process using process maps. We'll also show you how to share, collaborate on, and reuse the business leader documentations. At the end of the presentation, we'll also cover briefly exporting process maps into WebSphere Business Modeler and Microsoft PowerPoint. Next slide, slide 3. Okay, so the whole, I guess, overview of the BPM business design tools is to enable and capture the business intent and how it guides the operations and actions of the business. Basically, it allows the capture of high-level business processes and the understanding of which aspects bring value or needs to be redesigned. It provides a clear linkage and audit trail between business goals and measures to a BPM solution, business process management solution, and enables business leaders to collaborate on the business design and the determination on the right actions to take. Okay? It provides the business leader focused tooling for modeling the business and processes on a Web 2.0-based tooling with simple interaction models, focusing on defining key aspects of the business and have all the necessary diagrams automatically generated. So it's a cohesive experience by leveraging business space and the collaboration power of the publishing server. These tools allow the business user to leverage strategy maps, process maps, and capability maps for a better understanding of which aspects bring value or what needs to be redesigned. Then use that knowledge to focus in the process improvements and the implementation and deployment of those changes in the process. So go ahead and move to slide 4. We start by capturing a set of business factors that influence the current business environment. We classify these business factors as strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, or threats, and use this knowledge to define your business goals. The business goals describe you your desired end state, and for each goal, define actions and measures. Actions represent the means to achieve the goal and may be tactical or longer-term strategic in nature. Defining measures will help to determine how well the business is doing against the goals defined. The information and knowledge captured by these interrelated entities is stored in a strategy map, and this map describes the strategy for your department, project, or organization. Do all of this simply and efficiently by writing a bulleted list and watch the strategy map get generated for you. Copy information from your PowerPoint presentations, spreadsheets, and documents, and paste it into the tool to use it as a basis for your strategy. Go ahead and move to slide 5. Okay, we'll talk about the strategy map more specifically. It can be created at different levels of the organization, and each level's map can be defined with overall strategy map in mind. Using the strategy map as a reference, all members of the organization can make decisions that align with the overall strategy. The strategy map starts from a clearly defined vision statement that describes the long-term future state for the organization. For example, an airline might have a vision statement that says, our company will be the leading airline for short-haul flights in North America in the next 5 years. The strategy is the means by which an organization plans to achieve its vision. The strategy map describes a set of goals that will help achieve that vision, and each goal has a set of actions that will help in the attainment of that goal, and the measures to determine if the goal has been successfully achieved. Here we can see that the strategy map provides a clear picture of the overall objectives or goals of the organization, the where are we going, the actions that are planned to achieve these goals, how are we going to get there, and the means by which the achievement of those goals will be measured. How will we know when we are there, right? So as you can see, this is a base strategy map that's first created as the sample. When you create a strategy map, basically all of these things are created for you, like the business factors, the tests. The test one is actually just a name I gave it. You're given goals, measures, actions, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And then you go into the tool, and I guess we can go to the next slide, slide six, and I'll just talk about the usage a little usage discussion here on how we actually use the tool. So unlike other tools such as WID or maybe Modeler or Publishing Server, there's no real palette to choose different objects or things that you can kind of drag and drop onto the canvas. Here, the objects are pretty much predefined. So if we wanted to add a new object, let's say a measure, we would hover our mouse over this object until we saw, you know, an orange border with a little plus sign on it. As soon as we click the plus, we'll add a new measure on top of that previous object. So we could add this above it or below it, depending on where we see the plus sign above or below that measure. Otherwise, there's no real way to specifically place this object. So it's simple and effective, yet it's not very customizable, I would think, in a sense, right? Since you can't drag it and drop it anywhere. Okay, so if we want to change the icon of the object, say, change it from a measure to a strength or a measure to a threat or a goal or what have you, we just click on the icon itself and the list of available objects pops up here, and we can go ahead and select that. And we can also use this outline view on the bottom right-hand corner to define a child-parent relationship simply by dragging and dropping one object from one place to the other. Let's say the measure was underneath the first goal as a child. We could have just dragged it and dropped it into another location. And you can see the measure being defined here as the child of a goal, which is also a child of another goal. As you can see in the outline view, it's also structured in the process map here. Go ahead and go to slide number 7 now. Well, here we're going to talk about business activities and competencies. We can document these with capability maps. And capability maps have a few core competencies, such as define business activities, highlight competencies and capabilities, associate capabilities with processes, and easily share definitions. We can also leverage the powerful mapping tools as exporting to PowerPoint. We can link these capability maps to process maps. We can add attachments such as PowerPoints, Word documents, JPEGs, PDFs, and we can color code all of this for visual enhancements, of course. Go ahead and move to slide number 8, Joseph. Here we'll talk a little bit more about the capability map. Business capabilities can be composed of several capabilities. For example, an organization might have a human capital management capability that is itself composed of a set of capabilities, such as, you know, plan workforce requirements, manage staffing, and manage compensation and benefits. The capability map, you know, serves as a place to define what your business does, such as the service it provides to customers or the operational functions it performs for employees. These capabilities can be linked to measures which represent the target performance levels that are defined in a related strategy map. So you can link this capability map back to the previous strategy map that was created for your vision. And go ahead to move to slide number 9, Joseph. So this is just a step-by-step way of mapping capability maps. And I'll just highlight the main points here. I think identifying the highest level capabilities of your business and adding these elements to your map first is a very good point. We don't want to get, I guess, too involved with the capability map before we understand the high level view of it, or else you might, you know, go down a path that is very long. So I always suggest to, you know, get the highest level capabilities or the highest overview in there first, and then trying to, you know, decompose these high level capabilities into lower level capabilities, and then add those lower capabilities as sub-capabilities in the map. You just continue decompressing the capabilities until you reach the desired level, and then you create references to the processes that implement those capabilities. Of course, those processes must also have been created, and we'll talk more about them later. It's also very nice to use color coding. In my experiences, a lot of management and I guess upper-level executives like color coding if you use it the right way. So this will help identify, you know, future capabilities, for instance, that are required to support your own business strategy. Go ahead and move to slide 10, Joseph. So here we'll talk about defining a core business with process maps. Process maps map high-level business processes to capture business activities, owners, and associated information. We can define business process management sub-processes, create critical decision branches, and in this tool, it's easy to share the process maps that have been created. Since they have been created all online, it becomes more of a cloud computing where you can easily access the process maps over the Internet. So we'll talk about leveraging powerful mapping tools. We can export these processes using Rational Asset Manager and a file system. And we can import these sub-processes into WebShare Business Modeler for further analysis, such as, you know, reporting and simulation. Also, we can print and convert these processes to PDF. So go ahead and move to slide 11. Let's talk a little bit more about the process map. Process maps are basically just visual representations of the business process. They're composed of individual steps or activities and the conditions or decisions that dictate when these steps and activities occur. Basically, we use process maps to document your critical business processes or to plan for future business process transformation. As you can see, I included a little document or a little picture of what a business process would look like using this feature. A lot of these things were created for me when I just selected the tool to create a new business process, and then you just kind of click onto whatever object and start typing, basically. Actually, you would hit edit first, and I don't know if that's in the next slide. It's not. You would click on a button that says edit, and it would allow you to edit any object or add new objects or make new changes to your process map, and it would keep a record of the last change and the newest change of your process map automatically for you. So go ahead, moving to slide number 12, and we'll talk a little bit more about mapping processes step by step. After we create a new process map, we want to add activities and decisions to your map. If you have mapped the typical case, you can go back and revise the map to include exceptions in more unusual situations. When you begin to build your process map, ask your questions like, what causes this process to start and when it's completed? I always like to focus on the simplest path first, and then add detail to your activities, such as input, outputs, and owners. When adding activities, consider who performs the activity, the owner, the type of information that's required from both the activity, the inputs, and the information that's produced by the activity, the outputs, right? Then we associate measures with that business process, and you can also link that business process to a related process, business capability, or the strategy map, or even an element. Then we want to modify the appearance of your map to make it easier to follow and to identify the areas of interest. For instance, you might want to identify a problematic area in your process by coloring all the elements in this region red. After you've completed your map, you can export it or print it for sharing, you know, with outside of your team, or they can actually see it online as well if you share it that way. So let's go ahead and move to slide 13, and we'll talk a little bit more about sharing documents. Business leader documents are stored in a repository, usually, let's say, DB2 or other databases are available. There's three levels of access for a business leader document in that repository. Basically, no access, which means the document cannot be seen in the repository from any business leader space other than the one that it was created in. Read access, which means the document can be located in the repository, opened, and linked to form any other document in any other space. Or there's also edit access, which means that the document can be located in the repository, opened, linked to, and updated. And you can actually set these security measures in a case-by-case or user-by-user basis. So one user might have no access, and the next user might have, let's say, edit access, depending on their role in your organization. Go ahead and move to slide number 14. So a way of making your business leader documents public is when you first create the business leader document, it is only visible to the members of your own business leader space. To make it visible to other leaders, you can make the document public in the repository. In the documents view of your business leader space, select the document you want to make public and click this icon that you'll see to make that document public in the repository. After it's public, all other business leader spaces can view your document and reference it in their own documentation. So move to slide number 15, please. We can export process maps to Modeler. Before you export your map, make sure you have saved all of your recent updates by clicking the Save button. Otherwise, you'll export the previous version and not the worked on version of this process. In the export toolbar, you can see it when you have a process, you click the Webster Business Modeler button and a download dialog appears. At that point, it's pretty safe just to say, you know, click the icon that's next to Webster Business Modeler, click Save, select the location where you want to save it to, click OK. You know, it's saved in an XML format, which can be imported to Webster Business Modeler using that XML import type. And again, what the modeler will give you additional capabilities such as simulation and additional reporting tools if you're interested in that. Move on to slide 16. We can also export process maps to PowerPoint. If you want to print your business leader documents or if you want to share them with users who do not have access to the business leader space, you can easily export these to PowerPoint. And it's very similar to the modeler export, except you click on the Microsoft PowerPoint icon instead of modeler, click OK, and just select the location on your computer to save the exported file. Go ahead and move to slide number 17. And this is an export of the PowerPoint example. This is actually only the first page of the export for PowerPoint example. When I tried this with this particular business process, I believe the PowerPoint total pages were about 24 pages, which included complete process-level details, which were captured in the export. So it would have information for all of the objects that were defined in this process, such as the regular business clientele on the top, middle. It had, you know, who owned this, what was the measures, anything that was entered during development was actually exported to this. So go ahead and move to slide 18. You can try the software for free in a secure environment if you don't want to actually install this business leader functionality into a publishing server. You can register your company. The first registered user for the group becomes the BlueWorks administrator for the company. Any subsequent registrations for the company are approved by that administrator. I left the website if you wanted to learn more of the BPM BlueWorks so you could try the software for free. It's basically a community with cloud-based tools enabling business leaders, business analysts, and business professionals to experience the value of BPM by creating BPM business design tools in the cloud, leveraging pre-built content, and collaborating through community tools. Or you can also contact your IBM representative. So in summary, move to slide 19. We just briefly touched on the business leader widgets, which are, you know, the cloud-based tools. We touched on creating strategy maps, capability maps, process maps, and how to link them all together in your tools. We discussed exporting process maps to Modeler or to PowerPoint. And we discussed trying the product for free with BPM BlueWorks. So move to slide number 20, please, Joseph. Okay, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for the WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events links on the support page points you to the webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Password Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications links on all product support pages let you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Thank you. And I'll just pass the presentation back to Joseph. Thank you, Joseph.
At this point, Terry, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Currently at this time, there are no questions.
Thank you, Terry. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.